this thing on, because it's getting ready to be on.
All right, welcome to the podcast. This is Bell Ringer, an Invest Buffalo Niagara podcast. I am Greg Bukerke, our content and digital marketing associate. I promise I'll keep these intros short typically, but with it being our first one, we have some housekeeping to take care of. First, thank you to Marquis Grand, who you heard in the beginning or are hearing right now in the background, if I did the editing right. They're a local Buffalo band, and they provided us with the intro music to this podcast, which we are very grateful for. And we're hoping to have them in on a pod to talk about creativity in Buffalo. As for our first guest, we have Ava Bach of Back USA. They are a tablet manufacturer in downtown Buffalo. They focus specifically, they're a social enterprise focusing on hiring for diversity and hiring those that have previously been left out of the workforce. Ava is the vice president of people, which most would associate as an HR role, but she'll explain the difference during the podcast. It was a great discussion. She has a lot of great insight to share, and she's from Denmark, and the company was started in Haiti, so they have a great kind of world view on human resources and hiring and different cultures in the workplace and how it can all mesh together. So I think it provided for a really interesting conversation, and I hope you enjoy as much as we did. Thank you, and please enjoy. All right, so thank you very much for being on the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
First, we do have one hard-hitting question for you.
Right.
Is it Back or Bach USA?
It's Back USA.
Back USA.
The confusion comes from the last name being pronounced Bach, but we are focusing on the Back pronunciation due to just the many positive spins that you can take with
right.
Back being...
I love the hashtag, Buffalo is Back.
Buffalo is Back, Back in America... we use backpack and all kinds of other endless spins that our creative team comes up with.
Right. Okay, so take us through a little bit of the mission of Back USA and then, you know, where you fit in, what your role is.
Sure. So the mission of Back USA, we are producing affordable, high-tech computer products. And our vision is to make technology accessible to everybody in the world. The company, just to give a brief history, was originally started in Haiti after the earthquake happened. My family and myself went down to Haiti to try to help and figured out that to create jobs, sustainable jobs, in an environment is the best way to actually help. So that company was started making tablets in Port-au-Prince, then was later sold, and then we were then encouraged to come to the United States, and specifically Buffalo, to bring that same model here. And so not only are we producing affordable products, high-tech products, really focusing on being competitive while still being accessible, but we also have it in part of our mission to hire people to provide jobs and opportunities for the city of Buffalo and in the future other cities that we might choose to settle down in.
Right, and you're the director of human resources?
Sure, so I am. On my LinkedIn it says director of human resources so people understand what I do. On my business card it says vice president of people. So why am I called that? Because people is the main focus. And we're really trying to get away from HR being linked with benefits and payroll and more. HR is really about people management. It's about growing. It's about providing opportunities and also creating an environment where everybody feels valued and feels like there is actually opportunities to create a career path. So that's why we have people in my title instead of human resources. But on LinkedIn, it does say human resources because people get very confused.
Mm-hmm.
What do you exactly do when you're head of people?
I like that though. That's nice. And I kind of got that vibe when I visited the office. You know, it's very open and, you know, it has like a family atmosphere. It's very nice.
Absolutely.
And you guys focus on, you know, hiring those that have been previously left out of the workforce,
sure.
Hiring for diversity and hiring refugees. Why is that?
So, it goes back to the root, I think, of how the company was started. First of all, the company was started by immigrants, right? My family are immigrants to the United States. But also, when the company was established in Haiti, we definitely did an assessment and saw, you know, who could really benefit from these jobs? And how can society benefit the most from that workforce actually entering and becoming an active player? And in Haiti, it was women. So women, when they were able to get a job, they could then provide for their families, and that provided stability in the country, really, if women were an active part of the workforce. So we primarily focused on that. Now, bringing that to Buffalo. So the way that we saw it, we really want our company to be a reflection of how we want the world around us to look. And diversity is part of, it's part of the landscape. And the better we can actually work together, the stronger we are as a company. So we really believe in bringing job opportunities to all segments of society. But not only providing those opportunities to people who have maybe been in trouble with the law and they want to start over their life, or maybe they have just, they're new Buffalonians, they're part of the resettlement community, or maybe they're part of that group that maybe is not necessarily participating as actively in the renaissance of Buffalo, right? Because there are people who feel like they're not as actively participating in it, and we want to be there. But not only is it providing opportunities to all these groups, the beauty of it is we want all those people to work together, and we want to create an environment where there really is no there's no differences, right? And when you're at VacUSA, you're just part of VacUSA family. And and the best way to do that is, I think, to not only encourage collaboration and encourage the family atmosphere, but interestingly enough, it's also providing an environment where your unique contributions or your unique background is also respected and catered to, right? And so that's the part I think sometimes people can get wrong, is in order for everybody to get along, you have to make everyone feel like they're just the same. But that's not it. We are first and foremost the VacUSA family, but after that, we also provide opportunities for you to express your individuality. And at the end of the day, that diversity, it really contributes to what makes us strong. It contributes to low turnover rate, right? If you feel like you're part of something and at the same time your individuality is respected, you want to stay, because it's definitely a sweet spot for a lot of people.
Right. And like you said, like when people talk about hiring for diversity, there is this benefit, like inherently, that different solutions come out of that from different like points of view and different lifestyles, you know, creative problem solving and stuff like that. So what's maybe an anecdote that you guys have seen or experienced where a problem was solved that you might not have thought of that somebody from a different background did?
Every day. It's maybe a little bit of a cliche answer, but that's the beauty. When you have a lot of like-minded people and very similar in the thought process coming together to solve a problem, you're really missing out on exactly what you were just describing, that diverse input that you can get when people have had a completely different upbringing, different way of solving a problem. We're a high-tech company, so problem solving is part of everything we do, not, you know, down to the product, but also just in managing the work environment. As you might know, tech has sort of infamously been very, it lacks diversity, right? If you look at a lot of tech companies, that's one of the things that's really talked about in the news today. And so, of course, since we are a tech company, you know, we can run into some of those issues as well. But problem solving becomes part of that process of figuring out how do we kind of change the way that technology is, the technology business is run, and how either recruitment is run and how the atmosphere is, all of that creates problem solving. There's not one particular example that I could come up with. I see it every day. And I think one of the most interesting parts of that is you have to allow for differences of opinion to be expressed. And in order to do that, you sometimes, you basically have to give the freedom. You have to give the freedom to say, if you have a different opinion than me, this is not going to be seen negatively. And so once in a while, especially in engineering, you see some heated debates. And those heated debates sometimes are also because of just different ways of communicating, different cultures, et cetera, et cetera. But it's all part of the landscape of BackUSA every day. And it's one of the things that we value the most.
Right. And you talked about the engineering, which is a good point. It's not only like a diversity and, you know, cultural diversity, but you guys also bring just a wide plethora of jobs to Buffalo, engineers all the way down to manufacturers and builders. Mm-hmm. I guess talk about that a little bit, the diversity of opportunities within BackUSA.
Yeah, so obviously we're a production facility. So our jobs range from a production job. So our builders who actually produce the product in the factory, to the management of those teams, engineering, we have got marketing. We have a pretty sizable HR team in that we have two active HR people for a company of 86 people, which again is to highlight our priority. We have, you know, administrative roles, and we got customer experience roles, and obviously as a company right now we're growing rapidly. So we have a sales team as well. So lots of opportunities. One of the unique factors about our workforce is that many people come from a very different background than what they're actually doing. So that a lot of the people in BackUSA, if you go up to them and say, what's your title? They'll tell you their title, and you'll say, oh, what was your education in? Like, what did you do before coming here? And very often you'll find it was very different. So again, within BackUSA, obviously we have many different roles, but when you dig deeper, what you'll find is not only are they in different roles and there's so much diversity within that, but there's also diversity in people's backgrounds in that they probably, you know, didn't actually come from working in a high-tech startup in Buffalo, because there haven't really been many of those, right?
Right.
And so that's been a little bit of a challenge, because you have to be creative in your hiring. Say, oh, you did that for 10 years? Well, how about you jump in and do this now? Well, what is my job description? How is my workday going to look? Well, let's see. This is what we have for you now, but it's going to be really interesting and to see how that develops. And it really is all about those extremely, I think, brave, creative, forward-looking, Buffalo-invested type mentalities that really thrive and do well at BackUSA, because it is so new.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how do you guys run recruitment? Because, you know, hiring for diversity is one thing, but
sure. Like
that actually in practice, I think using Back as kind of almost like a model for other people, and I'm sure you guys have modeled yourselves off of others.
Sure.
So, you know, like, where do you guys post your jobs, and are there any specific things about your job descriptions that you use to try and attract that group of people, or people that have resettled to Buffalo is an interesting demographic?
Sure. So when we first came to Buffalo, we obviously reached out to the community through many different ways. And definitely one of the avenues we used was contacting resettlement agencies, but also going through like United Way and some community groups. Just in trying to reach out. So that was how we started. Interestingly enough, at this point, because of our reputation being very open-minded and open to inclusion and diversity, a lot of people come to us knowing that this is an environment where if they walk through our doors, they're going to be respected and they'll be part of a family. And so we still do, on occasion, reach out to different groups and different community groups, but very often these are referrals and coming from, you know, current employees, people they know, and just from people in the community reaching out and then applying through our online portal. We receive, I don't want to say a number, but we receive many applications, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really great. And then we try to interview everybody that seems qualified for the job. So,
what about like the job interview process with, with different cultural divides? I think
mm-hmm.
there's kind of an interesting angle in, you know, things are so different culture from culture,
mm-hmm.
and you're from Denmark.
Sure.
And, you know, now in Buffalo, so you might have more of a, you know, a better worldview on it, but, you know, is there more of like reading body language or, you know, repurposing the job description as you kind of talked about earlier? Like, what are some of the nitty-gritty details about that specifically that you guys run into?
It's such a good question. And honestly, it's something that's ever evolving,
mm-hmm.
Because we're still learning and we're still trying to perfect what works for us as a company, but also what works as a reaction to the Buffalo community. One of the things that we do when hiring for production jobs is we have a technique where we're able to assess their skills of being able to build something. Okay. And the way we do that is through a game. And that kind of, I guess you avoid some of the cultural bias of just asking somebody to build a computer in front of you, or, you know, what's your experience with engineering, etc. You don't need experience with engineering to work as a builder with us. So we're really looking at those skills through a different lens. And even so, and that's why I'm saying we're perfecting it, even so, some people might have experience with that game and other people don't, right? Again, being culturally. So then what we do is not necessarily look for, are they completing it, but what's their attitude like when doing so? And really honing in on the core of sort of the human personality, which goes beyond culture. And I think that was why I was asked actually to come here to work with Back USA in the beginning, because I have a background in mental health and working with all kinds of cultures, et cetera, et cetera. And so what we're really looking for is more of those core values and seeing if that's represented in the person that we're interviewing. You know, will this person be cooperative, kind to others? Will they be innovative, excited about adventure, and all these things? And sometimes that has we're able to assess that with that language. So we have hired people at Back USA who didn't speak English,
mm-hmm.
but who have then picked it up once they are with us.
Right, and it's those kind of human values that make the distinction between a human resources department and a people department, as you call it.
Absolutely.
You know, so like, what about the, you know, how much of the game is for, you know, you talked about attitude, but even just like having a fun and open culture where they can bring a different perspective to it?
I think that first and foremost, the culture at Back USA feels like a place that is open and freedom of expression. So we are a startup, right? We're still in the startup mode, kind of crawling our way out of it. So in terms of having fun and enjoying ourselves, we try to do it as much as we can. We try to have company picnics. Sometimes we do like surprise Lloyd Taco Day, etc., etc. But I think that at the end of the day, the fun has to be around building a company from the ground up, and that fun is obviously evident every day. So not just on surprise taco Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
But also on, you know, just the fun that we are all experiencing every day, watching something grow. And again, it's very interesting because I think that contributes to also our diversity. Is that a lot of the people who have joined us might come from all over the world or different areas of Buffalo or different industries, but they share one vision, and that is to see something grow and succeed. And that bond completely at times eliminates any differences between us, because we're all in it for the same reason. And there's a lot of fun in that. It's like building a sandcastle when you're a kid or something like that. There's so much enjoyment that comes out of seeing something actually being built. And that's the stage that we're at as a company. But you were there, right?
Right.
So a few weeks ago, so you could probably also speak to it in that the atmosphere in general. There's laughing and every morning smiles, etc., you know.
Right. I think there is something like uniquely, you know, like prideful about a manufacturing process and actually like building something, having concrete like going out of the door. You know, there's something to kind of put your name on.
Absolutely, and in fact, our products are built by an individual, not an assembly line. And I think that the joy and the fulfillment that you can have when you go home in the end of the day to say you actually built something, not that you didn't if you're part of an assembly line, but there's a different psychological interaction that happens when you yourself can hold the product that you built. And I think that contributes to the excitement of it all.
Right. And even the way, from what I saw visiting the office, even the way the office is set up, you know, like people are in groups around those tables where collaboration is encouraged and, you know, you can lean over and ask somebody a question or
absolutely
talk about anything.
Collaboration is encouraged. As a department, we also do try to be mindful of the fact that not everyone works in the same way, right? And
right.
So it's been very popular lately to have these group tables and group work and open platform, et cetera, et cetera. But we're also trying to be mindful at the same time about the fact that it's not always the preferred work environment for everybody.
Right.
So just, again, trying to take everybody's individuality into consideration. And for that reason, we do have small nooks that people can go and sit in and basically unwind if they need to on their break time or private areas. So it's really about a balance. But so far, it's working out, and it definitely encourages collaboration. Sometimes you'll hear Spanish music being played, different just music from all over the world. They take turns, so just like a family would, right? Like, it's my turn to watch the channel. People are listening to different musical channels, and it's great. So.
Yeah, and so you're from Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Company started in Haiti.
Sure.
Why Buffalo?
Buffalo is why. I'm quoting my father, joke aside. But it is, and it's very interesting because that question, honestly, I think I would have answered that question better 2 weeks into my employment with BackUSA than I could now, because now it just seems so obvious. Whereas then it would be more of a technical answer of, you know, we met with the right people here in Buffalo who presented an opportunity to us that made sense. The support that you get here from, you know, companies and from places like here and the people is very unique here. It also presents an opportunity to affect people in the right way. Buffalo, I think, is benefiting, and we're benefiting from Buffalo. It's a mutually beneficial relationship. It's also a city that is just reviving at a pace that is phenomenal to watch. I moved here from Brooklyn, New York. I saw that all the time, every day. I saw the landscape change and things were moving and shaking. And this is very much similar, if not quicker. The place that we're located in downtown Buffalo and Michigan Avenue, again, provided an opportunity to really show physically, to reach out to those people that we felt could really benefit from employment with our company. And I honestly couldn't have thought about a better place to make our headquarters
right.
for our company.
Yeah. When I think of like the Buffalo Renaissance, I think,
yeah.
You know, Back's like a perfect example. It kind of validates everything that people say about Buffalo and the Renaissance and the fact that, you know, the headquarters is downtown, not in a suburb that you know, might have higher commute times, it all kind
of
helps out exactly the workforce that you're going for. And there's a kind of a rich manufacturing talent pipeline here as well.
There is. And it's, you know, you just mentioned a small detail, but it makes a difference. You know, we also benefit from the fact that there's a bus line going right to our company, and people can take public transportation. And anyone that lives nearby, you know, you're going to have people that aren't going to be struggling coming to work, which is, you know, can be difficult, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not located in such a central place. But for us, it's been absolutely perfect.
Yeah. Well, it's all ingrained in the culture. It doesn't even seem like something you really have to consciously think about. You know, it's just, like you said, like when you walk in, there is the individuality, but it's also kind of a group and you don't even notice.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to go on to the blizzard round.
All right.
For our
last
couple of minutes. This is a lightning round that I call the blizzard round because it's a very unique Buffalo thing. I will take credit for that. All right. If you were a flavor of ice cream, what would you be?
Pistachio.
Okay. Text or phone call?
Phone call. I really struggle with texting. I do it, but I think that so much just the flavor of the message is lost sometimes.
Right.
I still really prefer a phone call.
The pistachio flavor is lost. Bills or Sabres?
Oh, goodness. Is Alan going to be listening to this?
He will be. Yeah. He said Bandits when I asked him.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Sabres.
Sabres.
I've been to a Sabres game. I've been to both, actually. Sabres.
Sabres is good. Hiking or skiing?
So I used to be, I wouldn't call myself an avid skier, but definitely an opportunistic skier. I thought I was a lot better than I really was, but then got in a lot of sort of dangerous situations on mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say I'm more of a hiker now, and especially actually just recently starting to explore what's around Buffalo. Now, when you're new to a place, you kind of focus on your job,
mm-hmm.
things, but now I'm finally getting to see that there are great hiking spots and things like that, and I've just recently been exploring it, so
right.
really enjoying it.
Yeah, and our organization, we represent the 8 counties of Western New York, so that's something we try and keep like a regional approach to it, but it's something I always say is, you know, you can go downtown biking or four-wheel riding or hiking within like 10 minutes of each other. Buffalo's, you know, it's very malleable. You know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's, we went to Devil's Hole just
like
last weekend and it took my breath away. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
Very special place.
Very beautiful. And last one, this is the biggest one.
Okay.
Chicken wings, drumstick or flat?
Oh, okay. Here comes my, my immigrant problem. what's the difference?
Drumstick is like, it's the one you hold it. If you picture a chicken wing, probably a drumstick.
Oh.
And then the flat has the two bones.
Oh, definitely a drumstick.
Drumstick.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, definitely. And when I'm eating chicken wings, which happens with people in Buffalo a lot, I'm always sitting there like thinking, how can I keep taking the drumsticks without being judged as greedy?
Exactly.
But now you know.
Yeah. I just try and find people that like flats.
Yeah.
And they split it.
They're your best friends, right?
Exactly.
That's how you choose your friends in Buffalo.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much for being our first guest on the podcast.
Sure.
I really
it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. That was my conversation with Ava Bach from Back USA. She is brilliant, and I thought it was an amazing conversation. Go to their website. They have a new manufacturing video. Check that out. It is really incredible. We have a success story with Back USA on our website. You should check that out. Lastly, please go rate us on iTunes. And most importantly, listen to our other podcasts that are currently up and listen to the ones that are yet to come. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.